November 19, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. When he is come, and when he is come, he will convict the world of sin. John 16:8. Very few of us know anything about conviction of sin. We know the experience of being disturbed because of having done wrong things, but conviction of sin by the Holy Ghost blots out every relationship on earth and leaves one relationship only. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned. When a man is convicted of sin in this way, he knows with every power of his conscience that God dare not forgive him. If God did forgive him, the man would have a stronger sense of justice than God. But God does forgive, but it cost the rending of his heart in the death of Christ to enable him to do so. The great miracle of the grace of God is that he forgives sin, and it is the death of Jesus Christ alone that enables the divine nature to forgive and to remain true to itself in doing so. It is shallow nonsense to say that God forgives us because he is love. When we have been convicted of sin, we will never say this again. The love of God means Calvary and nothing less. The love of God is spelt on the cross and nowhere else. The only ground on which God can forgive me is through the cross of my Lord. There, his conscience is satisfied. Forgiveness means not merely that I am saved from hell and made right for heaven. No man would accept forgiveness on such a level. Forgiveness means that I am forgiven into a recreated relationship, into identification with God in Christ. The miracle of redemption is that God turns me, the unholy one, into the standard of himself, the holy one, by putting into me a new disposition, the disposition of Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's text. It strikes me that this message is so very clear and to the point of the purpose and uniqueness of the cross of Jesus Christ. The reason that we can be reconciled to God is only because God himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, paid the penalty for our wrongdoing and made it so that his justice could be satisfied and we could be reconciled and restored. Any other religious attempts to assuage the anger of God over our wickedness, any attempts to try to live a righteous, holy life on our own power, any attempt that any man can make, no matter how noble, is not sufficient to satisfy the justice of God. Only God could satisfy the requirement for the penalty of sin and the justice that he requires. God provided the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate payment for the penalty. And that's why no one can enter into the kingdom of heaven. No one can go to heaven at all except through faith in Jesus Christ and acceptance of his sacrifice as the pardon of the penalty of my sin.